We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Lamed Beis. This halacha has been based on a story in Sipurei Maaseiot, the 11th story, which speaks about the prince and the pauper that got switched. It's the prince and the son of the maidservant that got switched. This is one of these special stories that Rabbi Nachman told, the 13 stories. And we've had quite a bit already about this story. And Rabbi Nosson Zal also touched on the topic of Chanukah before. We're going to have a piece about Chanukah right now. Then he's going to go off to speaking about something else very, very interesting. And then come back to the topic of Chanukah again. So let's start. Machzor le'inyan Chanukah, going back to the topic of Chanukah that we had opened up earlier. Ki kol zehu b'chinas Chanukah, because everything we've been discussing here is related to the holiday of Chanukah. Ki mitzvah Chanukah shehu lahamshich oyer ho'emes bo'ilam, hakol hu b'shvil lahagdil shmoy u'chevoyda yisbara. The mitzvah of Chanukah, which is all about bringing light into the world, which is synonymous with bringing truth into the world, because we quoted a pasuk earlier, Hashem Orcha Va'amitcha. Hashem is your light and your truth. Truth is referred to as light. When I know the real truth about something, it means I'm in the light. And when I don't know the truth about something, I'm in the dark. Even though I see the thing and everything, but I think it's X and it's really Y, then I'm in the dark, even though no matter how light it is in the place. So the real light and truth is Hashem and Chanukah. When we're turning on those lights, we said it's all about bringing light and truth into the world. We had mentioned earlier that in the Shachris, right after the Shema in the morning, we mention Emes 8 times. Emes v'yatzav anochem, Emes shatu alekeinu, Emes mimitzrayim gialtonu. And those 8 times Emes, the Arizal says, corresponds to the 8 candles that we light on Chanukah, referring to 8 levels of truth, 8 aspects of truth. Ki kol habriya kula meroish v'atzoif, hakol hoya b'shvil shmo yisbora, shu kvoidoi. Because the entire creation, from beginning to end, was all for the sake of Hashem's name, which is Hashem's honor. The term shame and kovoid go together, as we'll see. Kemoshe Kosuv, as the Kosuv says, Ani Hashem, Hu Shemi, I am Hashem, that is my name, Uchevoidi, and my honor. So these two terms, the name of Hashem and Hashem's kavod, go together. We know that when we want to say about a person that he's respected, we say he has a good name. He has a very good name. It means he's an honorable person. He's a person who commands respect. So shame and kavod go together. We have the famous Uksir, the Pasuk says, Uvaruch Shem Kivodoy. Blessed is Hashem's name, his honor. So we know that shame and kavod go together. And we said that the purpose of creation was Hashem's kavod, which means Hashem's name. V'chein habe, and so too there are many psukim like this. U'bishvil zeh bora kol ho'ilam, and this is the reason that Hashem made the entire creation. B'shvil agalois shmoi u'chevoidoi, in order to reveal and broadcast his name and his honor. K'moy sham razal, as the Mishnah says at the end of Pirkei Avos, Kol ma shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu loybora elo lechvoidoi. Everything that Hashem created, he created for his honor, lechvoidoi. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Kol hanikro bishmi velechvoidi berosiv yitzativ afasisiv. Everything which is called by my name, meaning it's under my authority, Hashem says, and for my honor, Barosiv, Yitzartiv, Afasisiv. All the different worlds, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, were all created for Hashem's honor. וכמבואר גם בפוסק זה בעצמוי שהביא רזל, and as is shown in this פוסק itself that our rabbis quote, כל הנקרא בשמי ולכבודי. We see this פוסק and many פסוקים throughout the Torah put these two together, Hashem's name and his kavod, his honor. And it's important that we see this because we're going to get into an interesting discussion about this shortly. But Rav Nosson Zal is showing us pasuk after pasuk where these two go together, Hashem's name and his honor. Ki Hashem Yisborach Boro HaKoyl Begin Yishtemoy Doimli, Kama Shikosu B'Zohar HaKodesh. The Zohar HaKodesh tells us Hashem created everything so that everything should recognize Hashem and should respect and honor Hashem. We've mentioned this in the past, that Hashem has many different attributes, chesed, kindness, gevura, strength. The attribute of Malchus, kingdom, is something which is dependent on others. The Torah says, Ein melech b'loyam. You can't have a king without a nation. If people don't accept your authority, you're no longer king. No matter how tall you are, no matter how fat you are, no matter how many guns and missiles you have, if the people choose to refuse your authority, you're out. You're no longer king, as we see throughout the world today, every day. So Malchus is dependent on others. And this is one of the reasons that the Sifrei Kabbalah tells that Hashem created man and created all the worlds, because this was a requirement for Hashem's Malchus, for Hashem's attribute of kingdom. There had to be who to be king over. Hainu loda sulahakir es shmoy yisborach. Hashem created everything so that everything could realize and recognize Hashem, Hashem's name. Ki boy yisborach biyat. Now listen to this carefully, because this is something we've touched on in the past. And in the next 4 or 5 pages, Rav Nosson Zal is really going to spell it out very clearly, and he's going to take issue with what we find in certain Sfarim. We mentioned in the past that Kaviyochel, when we speak about Hashem, there is Hashem himself, the essence of Hashem, and there is the way Hashem is viewed, the way people or the world see Hashem and perceive Hashem. Just like, for example, you could have a person who walks into the room and he's dressed like a millionaire, and everybody looks at him, they look at his suit, and they say that suit probably cost about $4,000 or $5,000. The shoes are $1,000, the alligator shoes, and this, that, and they look at him and wow, and they say this guy probably must have $30-50 million. Little do they know that he has $30 million in one of about 800 accounts that he has. This guy has $30 billion. So their perception of him based on his alligatorship is all a joke. They're seeing a drop of who he really is. They have no idea, lahavdil, kaviyochel, when we speak about Hashem, that which we are able to see and relate to of Hashem is what Hashem gives us permission to see, to understand on our level. But in no way whatsoever does that describe who Hashem really is or what Hashem really is. What Hashem really is, we know we don't understand, can't see. It's way, way, way above. We don't have the vessels whatsoever. We don't have the brain power to understand what Hashem really is whatsoever. If that's the case, how do we spend 80 years of our life talking 98% about Hashem? The answer is, what we're talking about is the picture, the watered-down version, kaviyochel, of Hashem, the drop of a drop of a drop of Hashem, that Hashem allows us to get a peek, to get a tiny perception on our level of who Hashem is and what he's all about, this being that created everything and is running everything. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate on this quite a bit in the next few pages. This is very unusual. It's unusual that he goes into this kind of discussion, but we're touching on it because Rav Nosson Zal got into this through the story of the Ben Melech and Ben Shifra and talking about Chanukah and talking about Hashem and Hashem's name and honor. And this is leading us into a major clarification of this issue. So now Rav Nosson Zal makes a statement, because regarding Hashem himself, less machshava tfisa beklal. The Zohar Kodesh tells us no mind has the ability to grasp or to fathom Hashem. The Efshir lodas mimenu yisborach kiim alidei shmo yisborach kaviyochol. And it is impossible for us to relate to Hashem, to speak to Hashem, and to speak about Hashem, and to understand Hashem on any level that we can, other than via the names of Hashem, by using the word Hashem, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Elokim, Yudkei Vavkei, all the different names of Hashem that Hashem has allowed us to use to relate to Him by. Shetzimtzeim atzmoi bekama tzimtzumim. Kaviyochel Hashem shrinks himself many, many times over. Uborok eskol habriya kula meirosh vatzoif, and he made this entire creation from beginning to end. V'chonan oisonu deyo v'haskel, and he's given us understanding, knowledge, wisdom. Ad sheyesh lanu koyach leida ulahamin bishmo yisborach, which give us the ability to relate to Hashem, to understand Hashem on a certain minimal degree, and to believe in Hashem. Leida ulahidia ulivoda, to know and to realize and to make known sheyesh rav v'shalit, that there is a ruler, a master, ikra v'sharosha d'chol almin, the founder and creator of all the worlds, yochid, one who is alone. There is no other that matches him in any way. Kadmoin, the earliest. He's way before everybody else and everything else. Manhig u'moshel, and the one who rules and leads. Hu hayotzer, hu aboyre, this is the creator. Shekol zeh, all of these words that we're using about Hashem, manhig, shalit, moshel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, all of those terms, Hu Bechinas Shmo Yisborach. These are all names of Hashem, or titles of Hashem, words that we use to relate to Hashem, Sheyoyden Oysoy Al Shmoy Levad, whereby our understanding of Hashem, our recognition of Hashem, is only via these names, via these titles. The word Shem here means name, and it also means titles, or adjectives, terms, characteristics that we use to describe Hashem on our level. Ube'emes, however, we know that the real truth is Hashem Echad u'Shemo Echad, that Hashem and all of His names and all of His titles are all one. Kishmoi hu achdusa yisborach, because Hashem's name is His oneness. It's part of Hashem. K'moy shekosev, as the pasuk says, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, Hu Shemi, that is my name, Uchevoydi l'achavoy. So again, this pasuk is saying, I am Hashem, that's my name. So I and my name are one. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify this very, very much. Kigam ba'odom hatachtonim, because even when we're dealing lahavdil with human beings, ubechol davar sheboilam, or anything that exists in this world, a table, a chair, a refrigerator, shem kol davar, einoy davar nifrad me'adavar, the name of an item is not something separate from the item. When we use the word table, when I say table, and I'm looking at this table, the table in front of me at the time, all of us know that the word table that I'm using and this physical table that are in front of me mean the same thing. I'm referring to the exact same thing. Or if I get more specific, if I say this table over here, so again, the term table that I'm using and the physical table are referring to the exact same thing. Rak Hashem hu kosher im kol davar ba'achdus gomor kol yemei hayusoy. The name of an item or the title of it is something that's attached to the person, is attached to that thing in perfect oneness as long as that item is in existence. Now, an exception to this, let's say, if I call somebody the mayor or the president or the king, we know that that's not necessarily attached for life. It could be attached for 4 years. There's a term, a specific term during which he's mayor or he's king or whatever, and then he's no longer. That title and him become separated. He becomes separated from the title. But the term, a term like table, and was a term that's defining an item itself, there the definition of the thing and the thing itself are really one. They're inseparable. The table's not going to become something else unless, again, unless I cut it into a million pieces and make it into sawdust and use it to fill my pillow or something like that. But as is, as long as it stays the way it is, it and its name are inseparable. Makolshkein, lamala, lamala. How much more so when we talk lahatla about Hashem, Shmoy Hagodol Yisborach, Huach Duso Yisborach. Hashem's name is one with Hashem, is in complete oneness with Hashem. Bechinas, as we say, Hashem Echod, Ushemoy Echod. Bechinas, Ani Hashem, Hu Shemi. As all of these psukim keep making this emphatically clear. The Bechinas, and as the pasuk says, Ki Kishimcha Kein Tehilosecha. Hashem, just as your name is, so too is your praise. Rak hachiluk hu etzel hamekablin. The only place where there's differences is regarding those who are on the receiving end. Kemoi lamoshel begashmius. Just like, for example, in the physical world, in the materialistic world, kishanu koyrin eze dover o yeze odam bishmoi. When we call an item or a person by their name, afal pi shaloi ro'inu oisoi, even if we never saw this person, let's say somebody refers to the president of a country, President Obama. Let's say I have never seen him yet in my life. I've never been in the same city as him. I've never come into physical contact with him. Kigoin shemesapre me'eza melech v'keser. For example, when we're speaking of a king or an emperor, Ukiyotzi or somebody on that level, she'enonu royen oisoi, where the majority of people don't see him, rak she'shoyven es shmoi, but they hear his name, zeh hashem shel hamelech hu hamelech biatzmoi. The name of the person is that person. Rak she'afal pikein, however, despite the fact that we refer to his name, we don't necessarily see him. However, by speaking about him, by referring to him, we know that there exists such a person. Shehu yeshloi memshola zois, who has this and this authority. He rules over the 50 states. Oy chochma zois, or he has this and this knowledge, ukiyotze, etc. The yesh chilik etzlenu, beinim hoyinu royin es hamelech biatzmoy, bein kishanu yoydin oyse al shmoy. And to us, it might make a difference if we've actually seen the king, we've seen this person, or we've never seen him, but we've heard of him, and we speak about him, we mention his name, Bill Gates, whatever his names of people, famous people that are very well known, and when we refer to that person's name, everybody knows who we're referring to, despite the fact that most of the people who speak to him have never seen him. Afal Pikein, however, despite that, Kishimaskiran es Shem HaMelech, when we mention the name of the king, Bozeh Hashem Kolol Kol Inyan HaMelech, in his name is included everything about him. It's this person who has one wife, six kids, and a dog, and he lives in this place, and he has these and these bank accounts, and everything about that person is included in the name of the person. Ki Hashem koileo kol inyan adovor kifima shehu. because the name encompasses everything about that item, you know, based on where it's at that particular point. Nimtza, we see therefore, shemitzad hadovor sheyesh loy ze hashem, that regarding the object that has this and this name, heima betachlis achdus, the name and the person himself, or the name and the object itself, are one and the same. Ki ein hashem dovor nifrat mehadovor kanal, the name is not something separate or different from the object itself. Rak mitzad hamekabel, it's only regarding those on the receiving end, shemekabel bedaito yediya zeh hadovor, where the person is learning about that person or learning about that object, that house, that car, whatever it is. Yesh etzloi chilik bein re'iyas hadovor bi'atzmoi ubein kishyedeyos al shmoi. There's a difference to the person if he's heard of it. He's heard that there's something called a Rolls Royce that can cost $300,000, and it's good, it's got a lifetime guarantee, etc., etc., versus a person, and a person never having seen this in his life, or suddenly being in a place where he's in front of this car, and he sees it, and he sees the shape of it, and what it looks like, everything about it. Even though, in reality, in the place where that item is, where that Rolls Royce is sitting in that showroom, and regarding the that car itself, it and its name are one. The car and the name of it, what it's called, are one. Ki Hashem hu hatzura sho hadavar, because the name is what represents the object. Rak she'etzel hanivroim ein ho achdus bietzim. However, regarding all things that have been created by Hashem, regarding everything that Hashem has created, the name and the thing itself are not literally one. They're not exactly the same thing. Kihem murkovim, because they're attached to each other. They're connected to each other. They are associated with each other. There's an association between this name and this type of item. V'alkein yecholin lehishtanois mishem l'shem kifi inyonam. And therefore, by things that Hashem has created, it's possible for the name of an object to change depending on what changes it goes through. And he's going to give us a perfect example. L'moshel, for example, chatichas kesef, a piece of silver, kishois mimenu kara, when we make a tray out of it, when it's shaped and formed into a tray, mikro ka'aras kesef, it's called a silver tray. This same piece of silver that weighs 16 ounces or whatever it is and was formed into a beautiful tray, anybody who sees that, you'll ask them, what is that? And they'll tell you it's a silver tray. V'oz bizmanoi shem ha-kairo im ha-kairo bi'atzmo heim bi'achdus gomor mitzad har-kavosam. And then, throughout the time that silver is remaining in that shape and form, everybody knows that it's referred to as a silver tray. And the name and the object itself are associated with each other 100%. Avol kishemeshanin. However, when the person decides they don't like that tray anymore, they have enough trays and they want something else, and the person changes it, vo'isen mehakairo kapois kesev, and he brings this tray into a silversmith and says, no more tray. I want you to make silver spoons out of this tray. We have enough trays in the house. We need some more spoons. We have 18 kids, and we intend to have another 18, and they need spoons to eat with. So then, mishtane shmon. Then the name changes. It's no longer going to be called a silver tray. It's going to be called a spoon. V'chein b'chol hadvorim shevoilam. And the same thing is true regarding everything in existence. B'chol hadoimen tzomei achayim edaber. Regarding everything, inanimate objects, plants, animals, human beings, lahavdol, sheshmom hu achdusom, where their name goes together with the item itself, avul ein ho achdus be'etzem, But the name isn't literally part of the essence of the thing, rak mitzad harkavosam. It's only because of the association that right now this name is associated with this car. A person buys a new car, they go into and he shows up with the car and everybody says, hey, you have a new car, mazel tov, mazel tov. And then a couple of hours later, he gives it to his wife or his daughter to drive, and it makes strong physical contact with it, a couple other cars and trucks, and now the car pulls up in front of the house. Nobody will ever use the word new car about that car anymore. It ain't a new car anymore. It's a very, very well-used car. So in other words, again, within the Olam Hagashmi, so long as the title is associated with the thing, that's the title. It goes through some kind of a change, and it's a different title. So even though the name, that term, new car, is definitely true, and that's definitely the description of that car, an hour or two later, it can change. Because the name isn't literally part of the essence of the car. Right now, because it just came out of the factory, and no changes were affected on it, it's referred to as new car. V'alkein yesh bohem shinuyim rabim. And that's why in the things Hashem has created, there can be many changes and many differences. Bechinas shinui Hashem, where something changes name. We learn when you learn in science about a caterpillar and a butterfly, you hear that this item, Hashem has created this item in such a way that for a certain part of its life, it looks like one thing, and then at another part of its life, this same thing goes through a change where it looks like something totally different that doesn't resemble what it was in the beginning. And again, this is how Hashem created it. Avol lehavdil be'elef alfi alofim v'ribei revolos havdolos lamala lamala etzlois barach. However, when we are speaking about Hashem lehavdil, k'siv, the Torah says, Hashem Shimcha Le'olam. Hashem is your name forever. Kishmoi hu achdusoi be'etzem le'olam voed. Yisborach shmoi le'olam. Because Hashem's name is part of the essence of Hashem. It is one with Hashem eternally, permanently. No change ever. No change has happened, and no change is going to happen. Rak etzleinu bozeh haguf ha'ochur yesh chiluk bedatenu. It's just in our minds, because of the physical body that we're in and because of our limited comprehension, there are differences in our mind. We perceive things differently at certain times. We perceive Hashem differently at certain times. She'ein onu yecholim litfos bedatenu rak shmo yisborach levad, whereby we can only relate to Hashem by his name. There's no picture, there's no shape or form, there's nothing. There's no other way for us to relate to Hashem other than by Hashem's names and titles. She'yodin u'maminin she'yesh odoin manhig u'moshel yisborach. That we know and we believe that there is a ruler, a creator. Avol atzmus elokusa yisborach. However, regarding the essence of Hashem, what Hashem is really all about, les machshova tfisa beklal. The Zohar HaKodesh and all the other Sforim make it perfectly clear, we have no idea whatsoever. We have no comprehension in what Hashem is really all about. We can't perceive something that has no beginning. You know, we talk about 1,000 years ago, 1,000,000 years ago, to say before that, and before the Kavyot Hashem Kadmon, Hashem comes before time, Hashem created time and created space. These are things that we, the human mind, is not capable of handling now, currently. Avo be'emes, hakol echad. However, the Torah makes it perfectly clear to us that by Hashem, it is all one. Hashem, the essence of Hashem, and his names and titles are all literally one. Paragraph Lamed Gimel, v'haklal, and the rule is, the fact is, she'ikar habriya hu bishvil legalos shmo yisborach olam, that the main reason behind Hashem creating the worlds and maintaining the worlds is to reveal and broadcast Hashem's name, to make known Hashem in the world. And all the different things that we do to serve Hashem, Hakol hu bishvil legalois shmo yisparach boilam, is all in order to make Hashem known to us, to our families, to our nation, and to the rest of the world, to the entire world. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Navi, bechol makom muktar umugosh l'shmi. Everywhere in the world that anything is going on, it's all being sacrificed, Hashem says, for me. It's all really for me. Sometimes when people are doing things that they think is against Hashem, people are worshiping idols and doing things like that, they don't know that indirectly they're really serving Hashem. That's the purpose Hashem created them for. Lahavdil, the Zohar Kodesh gives a moshel of a king who had a son, and he was grooming him to take over the role to be the king. And the king knew that in order to be really sure that he'll be able to trust this son with that level of authority, that he's qualified to rule over hundreds of thousands of people and do everything he has to do, he has to test him first to really see if he qualifies. What kind of test is he going to give him? He'll give him the ultimate test. He hires a woman, an illicit woman, and he says to her, he offers her very, very serious money for her to do everything she possibly can to try to get the prince to slip, to try to get him to do the wrong thing. And the king is doing this for whose benefit? For the prince's benefit, for his own benefit. Because if the prince cannot stand up to a woman, he's definitely not going to be able to stand up to all the things a king has to stand up to in running a country and everything. The Zohar HaKadosh gives this mashal as an example as to why Hashem created the Yetzirah in a sense, because Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim Heim, we are princes, we are royalty. In order to show yourself as being fit to be royalty, you have to prove yourself. And one of the ways that we prove ourselves is by being tested. Lahavdil, a car, a rocket, a plane, everybody knows that before they put it into production, before they go, if they're doing things right, they're going to test it very, very well in all kinds of conditions, different kinds of heat and cold and everything. And if it passes all the tests, then they'll know. Now, while they're doing those things, while they're lighting a match to the car, a person looks at them and says, what are you, crazy? Are you nuts? Why are you burning the thing? Why are you trying to melt the thing? I'm not trying to melt the thing. I'm trying to prove, I'm trying to perfect it and make sure that it's going to be able to stand up to all the different things. Here again, it's an issue of perception. When you're looking at it, if you're not informed, if you don't know, person goes in for an operation and walks in and he sees the doctor's got like 30 knives there. And he says, this is worse than a butcher shop. The butcher at least has one or two knives. I know he does his thing and he's finished. These guys have 30. They're going to use all 30 of those knives on me. I'm getting out of here. A person who doesn't know, but if he does know, he recognizes that this is all really for his benefit. This is all to remove a certain disease that he has inside of him, which chas v'shalom, if that thing is allowed to stay there, he'll be much worse off. Okay, so we said, b'chol mokoy muktur mukosh v'shmi. Hashem says everywhere in the world, that they're offering sacrifices and everything, even those places which seem to be going against Hashem, it's all part of Hashem's plan. And it's all really lishmi, as Hashem says. It's all really being done for my name. Rav Nosson Zal says, look, lishmi daiko. Look at the word that the pasuk uses. Dehainu legalois shmo yisborach. To publicize Hashem's name in the world. That's the purpose. That's the goal of all of creation. V'chol ha'tfilos, v'chol ha'brochos v'ha'hoidos, and all of our prayers, and all the blessings that we say, and all the praises of Hashem, kulam heim levorech ulekadesh ulefarsen shem kevoidoi boilam. They are all to bless and sanctify and publicize Hashem's honorable name to the world. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Yehi Shem Hashem Mavoyroch Me'ata Vadoilam. May the name of Hashem be blessed from now to eternity. Uchsiv Uvoruch Shem Kevoydo Elioilam. May Hashem's honorable name be blessed eternally. Vivorchu Shem Kevoydecho. And they will bless your honorable name. Hoiduloi Baruch Shmoi. Praise Hashem, bless his name. Rav Nosson is bringing pasuk after pasuk to show that throughout the Torah, there's reference made to this. L'hoidos l'shem kodshecho, to give praise to your holy name. U'kiyotzei bozeh harbe, and many other psukim like this, shemavur b'chol ha'psukim. The point that's being brought across in all of these psukim is, she'ikr ho'avoida v'habrocha v'ha'hoida, that our main service of Hashem, and blessing and praising Hashem, is legadel u'lefarsem shmoy yisporach oylam, is to heighten and broadcast, publicize Hashem's name in the world. Now Rav Nosson Zal gets into something very unusual. I don't know of another place in the Kotel Lachos where he does this, where he takes issue with something that's brought in a sefer, a very holy sefer, and you'll see what the issue is. And he says the only reason why he's taking issue is because this is one of the basic points of emunah. And if a person doesn't have this right, Chas V'Shalom, they could be doing terrible things and not realizing it. Paragraph Lamed Aleph. Ube'emes, the truth is, bar onoichi meish v'loi bina sodom li. I don't have the intelligence to qualify to be a human being, to be called ish, and I don't have human understanding. Ve'eini zoicher lohovin, and I therefore do not understand masheroisi kosuv bekama sifrei kabbalah, what I've seen written in some of the sifrei kabbalah lishonos, whereby they're using a terminology she'enon misukonim lefonai, which to me seems to be inaccurate, inappropriate. Mashemechalkin, the fact that they make a separation, va'oimrim, and they say, be'inyan shmoisav hakdoshim yisbora, regarding the names of the holy names of Hashem, they make a separation between the names of Hashem and Hashem himself. Ubifrat, specifically, loshen hasider shel moharik zal, in the siddur of Rav Koppel, a famous siddur, where a lot of it is based on the Arizal, Hanikro Koel Yaakov, the siddur that's called Koel Yaakov, Shekosa Bahakdomosoi, the author writes in the introduction to the siddur, Vezele Shoinoi, and these are his words. He's quoting now. Lekach, therefore, based on what I've just said, Ein Lonu Eitzel Baal Horotzain Hishtabach, Shemoi, Bithi Kol Bruav. Therefore, we have no connection to Hashem, who he's referring to as the Baal Harotzim, the master of will. Yishtabach Shemoi, may his name be praised. Bithi Kol Bruav, may his name be praised. Bithi Kol Bruav, in all of his creations. Elo Bechol HaBrochois VaHoidois. But rather, in all the blessings and the praises, ubechol ha'iyunim, and in all the different ways that we delve into Hashem, the hakavonos and the different kavonos that we have, muktor umugosh lishmoy, everything that we're doing is being directed to Hashem's name. Note, the author started off by saying, ein lanu eitzel bal harotzi shtavashmoy fikol bruv. We don't have anything. We don't relate to Hashem himself at all whatsoever. But rather, everything we're doing is directed only to his names. Lishmoy, but rather, and he quotes the pasuk, muktor mukosh lishmoy, lishmoy daiko, that everything is being directed to Hashem's name. Ayin Shem, look over there in the introduction to that siddur Koel Yaakov. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, Hare Rotzo Lesakim. The author obviously wanted to correct something. He wanted to fix something. He wanted to teach us what we should have in mind when we're serving Hashem, when we're doing mitzvahs, when we're davening. However, Ube'emes, the truth is, Kifi Pashtus Haloshon, if you take a look at the words that he writes there, just taking them at face, the way he's saying it, kilkel harve, it seems that he made a big mess, in a sense. The goram nichshol, and he caused a stumbling block, lemayinim, to people who look into that, hanogea b'yisoid v'emunat doisha, which is related to mamish, the foundations of our faith in Hashem, shehu ikar hakol, which is the whole basis of Yiddishkeit. Why? What's the mistake? What's the problem? Ki cholilo loymar kein, because it's forbidden to say this, lasos shum chiluk chas v'shalom, to make any kind of separation or any difference beinoi, between Hashem ubein shmo yisporach, and the name of Hashem. The other rabba, but rather just the opposite. Bechol avoidaseinu tfilaseinu, in all of our mitzvahs and all of our prayers, or bechol abrochos voidois, and all the blessings and praises we say to Hashem, onu tzrichin lechavein, our intention is supposed to be shonu oivdim umispalalim elov yisborach levad, that we are serving and davening Hashem, to Hashem himself, to Hashem, lebal harotzayim levad, the one who he's referring to in that sefer as the master of will, meaning Hashem. We're davening to Hashem only, elov daikos, specifically to Hashem. V'loy lemidoisov, we are not davening to a midah of Hashem. We are not davening to Elohim, to the midah of Gvura. We're not davening to the midah of Chesed. We are directing our prayers, our tefillos, to Hashem himself, the one who is being described by all of these terms, the one who's defined by these terms. Shehem shmois av Yisborach. Hashem's names are another word for the midahs of Hashem, as we know is described throughout our whole Torah. The name of Hashem Elohim is a description and a display of the Gevurah of Hashem, the Mishpat of Hashem. This name is a display of a different attribute of Hashem. Ukemoshomer Azal b'Sifri, as we find brought clearly in the Sifri in Chumash, on the Pasuk, Mi Kashem Elokeinu b'chol Koreinu Elov. Who is there? Who is as close to us and as good to us as Hashem b'chol Koreinu Elov? Whenever we call out to him, whenever we call out Elov to him, the Sifri says, Elov v'loy lemidoisov. We call out to Hashem, not to the midos of Hashem. All of our prayers, everything we're doing is being directed to Hashem. Kishmoi hu achdusoi v'atzmusoi yisbor kavyohu. Because by Hashem, his name is one with him, and it is part of his essence. Ve'ein kavonaseinu b'chol ha'avodes v'aydois ki'im elov yisborach levad. And our intention in all the mitzvahs that we do and all the prayers that we say is only to Hashem. We are directing it to Hashem. L'mi she'ne'elo alakol, the Hashem who is above everything, including the midos. He's above chesed, he's above gvura, he's above all of those things. Those are adjectives that are used to describe, to give us the ability to relate to certain aspects of Hashem. But we're not directing our tefillah to a specific name. We're directing, when we mention them, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, we're referring, just like when I say Lahavdil, Lahavdil, when I say a person's name, I'm directing my request to the person, not to a piece of paper or not to anything else, not to the sign on his house or the sign on his business that defines his business, that gives the name of his business. I'm talking about the business itself. Asher tzimtze mesatzmoy, whereby we know Hashem has constricted himself. The koro esatzmoy, the shemoy soelu, and Hashem has allowed us, Hashem calls himself by these names, the nosan lonu rishus likroy seboem, and Hashem has granted us permission to call him by these names. Even though we know Hashem is way above those names. However, the bottom line is, when we do refer to Hashem by his name, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Kavonoseinu Elov Levad LeYisborach, our intention is we are directing our words to Hashem himself. We're not separating. There's no separation whatsoever between Hashem Elokeinu versus the actual Hashem. B'bchinas, as the Pasuk says, V'yivorchu Shem Kevoidecha. Watch how Rav Nosson Zal shows it now in this Pasuk. There are two concepts mentioned here side by side. V'yivorchu Shem Kevoidecha. They bless your honorable name. U'meroimam al kol bracha sehira. And you are above all of their blessings and all of their praises. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Hainu, what this Pasuk is saying, Kishonu mevorchim shem kivoidoi, when we are blessing Hashem's honorable name, kavonosenu, our intention is to direct our words, lemi shehu meroimam al kol bracha sehira, to the one who is above all the blessings and anything, all the adjectives we can describe about him. Like we say in Kaddish, Le'ela min kol berchosa v'shirosa, that Hashem is above all the blessings. And so even though we are blessing Him, and even though in the bracha we say Baruch Ato Hashem Abakeinu Melech Olam, we know that that name is an aspect of Hashem. That name is describing or defining an aspect of Hashem. But when we say the bracha, we're not limiting it to this name or that name. We're referring to Hashem Himself. We're directing everything to Hashem. Ki bevadai Hashem Yisborach biatzmoi kaviyochol meroimon veniso mikol Hashemois vakinuyim. Because definitely, most definitely, Hashem Himself is way above all the names and the nicknames and the blessings and the praises umikol ha'avoda shebo'el, and above any kind of service that we do for Him in this world. Any service we're doing is not reaching the bottom of the bottom of the bottom of really serving Hashem yet, based on how great Hashem really is. Rak shebe'emes ze yefshe lahasik. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, the fact is that this is something we can't really understand. Rak shenosam lanu rishus, it's just that Hashem has given us permission, likroisoi, to refer to Him, Bishmos of Yisborah, by His names, Shemosar lanu al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu l'Rashon, which He has given us via Moshe Rabbeinu, via the true tzaddikim, who have taught us the different names of Hashem and how we can refer to Hashem. Shekisha'onu koirin oisoi ve'elu Hashemos, so that when we call Hashem by these names, onu magim odov Yisborah bi'atzmoi kaviyochol, we reach directly to Hashem. We're going up to Hashem Himself. Lahavdil, a person punches in a certain, they punch in certain numbers into a phone. They punch in a phone number, and they start talking. And a person who's not familiar with phones says, well, why are you talking to the plastic? Or why are you talking to those numbers? And the guy says, I'm not talking to the numbers. I'm talking to somebody. The guy says, what are you talking about? I saw you with my own eyes. I saw you punching the numbers. 7, 1, 8, 6, 4. What are you telling me? You're talking to somebody. Of course I punched in the numbers. But these numbers take me to such and such a person. By punching in these numbers, this causes a bell to go off 6,000 miles away in somebody else's house. He hears that. He picks up his phone. And suddenly we're talking to each other. So here again, am I talking to the numbers? Am I talking to the plastic? Am I talking to Bezek? No, not at all. I'm talking to the person on the other end. I'm directing my words. I'm not directing my words to the phone. I'm directing my words specifically to the person who's listening on the other end of the phone. K'moy mamish, k'shekoyren eza otam b'shmoy. Rav Nosson says, literally, just like when I call a person by his name, when I say Chaim Greenberg, u'medaber mimenu, and I speak about him, we're not discussing the name Chaim Greenberg, but rather we're speaking about the person who has this name, shehu nikro baze Hashem, who is called by this name. However, the world has been created in such a way that you can't talk about a person or about an object without referring to the name of the person or the name of that object. By referring to the name, you know who we're talking about or what we're talking about. Imei Ruvain, imei Shimon, are we talking about Ruvain or Shimon? Imei Odom, imei Heimel Chaya, are we talking about a person or are we talking about an animal? Ukeyotze boze, and similar things. Ki be'emes, now Rav Moses says, because the truth is, Hashemoy shokol hadvorim sheboilam, the names and titles of everything in the world, Heini Pile Piloisavis Borach, is among one of the most remarkable things in the world that Hashem has created. Kamay Shakosur, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 46, Rechu Chazu Mifalois Hashem, come and see the creations of Hashem, Asher Son Shamois Boorets, who has made Shamois in the world. And the Gemara says in Brachos, page 7, Al Tikri Shamois Elo Shemois, that another interpretation of the word Shamois there is Shemois, names, that this is one of the Mifalois of Hashem, this is one of the great creations of Hashem, this concept of a name, of an object having a name, a word associated with it. Ki Hashem shel kol davar hu pele godol haflei vofele, because the name of every single thing is something incredible, very, very wondrous. Lemi sheyesh loy moyach bekodkodoy lohovin piloy sabor esbor, to a person who has any intellect to understand what's unusual and what's incredible, that person would realize how incredible this thing is, how man started, how the world began, and how Hashem made it, that things receive names. This is called a rock, and this is glass, and this is a cat, and this is a person, and this is the sky, all the different words, the names and titles that are associated with each and every single thing in creation. Ki rak al yedei Hashemu izdaiko shel kol advorim, oni yecholim ledaber mikol advorim, ulesaper echad l'chaveroi, retzoinoi v'chetzoi. Because it's only through the names of objects that our whole communication, the ability to communicate with each other, is only based on the fact that every single thing has a name. This is called a table, this is a chair, this is a wire, this is this. That's what gives us the ability to communicate with each other. Ulesaper echad l'chaveroi retzoinoi v'chetzoi, and to convey to somebody else what I want. V'lasois masa umatin, and to conduct business. Liknois v'limkor, to buy and sell. V'chol tzorchei oilam, and all the needs of the world. The whole concept of the world operating is based on the fact that everything has a name, a title. Ki im lo yehi shem l'chol davar, because if every object did not have a name associated with it, hayu hakol ke'ilmim u'kecherushim, we would all be deaf mutes. We wouldn't have what to talk. We couldn't talk. We couldn't communicate. There wouldn't be any way in the world to conduct business. Here again, especially in today's world, where everything is done across the world. You know, once upon a time, you wanted a cow, you had to show up at the place and see the cow and point it and point to it and say, this is what I, and you pointed to it, and the guy might have known which cow, that you want a cow and you want this one, etc. All of us know that that from the year 2 and on, business isn't conducted that way anymore. It's not everybody is physically able to point to the thing itself. So in order to be able to relate to each other and have any kind of masu matan, it's only because of the fact that we know, we use the word cow, we use the word chair, anything, people know what I'm talking about. And further defining it and further defining it. V'loishum esik nikmar ben shnei b'nei adam. No transaction would be able to be completed between two people. Ki kol ha'asokim hanigmorim al yedei hadibur, because all kinds of transactions that are done through speech, shemedaber echodim chaveroi b'masu matin, where people speak to each other about conducting business, v'chochmois, or any type of seichel, any type of intellect, ukiyotze hakoil al yedei hashemois shel kol advorim, it's all based on referring to things by their names, by their titles. Kikol hadibur kuloi hume hashemois shel kol advorim, because all of our speech, just about most of our sentences and what we say, is all based on names. He said he wants to go to the store to buy. there's a he, there's a store, there's each thing. And the act of transporting yourself from one place to another is called going, you know, each thing. Every single thing in the world has a term associated with it. Bebechinas shem dovor. As we say in Hebrew, in English you have the word noun, and in Lashon Kodesh it's called shem dovor, the name of that item. And that's how our speech is conducted. And this is what allows things to be accomplished in the world and business to be transacted. Because as we mentioned way before, the main source of life of everything is via its name. Aval Iker Hashem. Because, however, again, when we use the name of something, when we talk about my house or my car, and I use the term house or car, I'm referring to the actual thing, the actual house, which I can't speak about without using the word house. So too, on a completely different level, when we refer to Hashem by His name, when we say Hashem, we are referring specifically, directly, only to Hashem Himself and nothing else. Shehu Yisporach Rishon, Hashem is the first. Ve'ein reishis l'reishiso, and there's nothing that came before him in any way. Yochid, kadmoin, b'li reishis, b'li sachlis, v'chulo, v'loi levad. That's the only one we're referring to. Loi daiko anu oivdim emispaon. To him, to Hashem, we are directing our tefillos. V'afal pi shehu einoi tzorech l'avodaseinu, and even though Hashem doesn't need our service, He doesn't need our bracha. He doesn't need the who meroimam mikol Hashemos. Hashem is way above any of the names that we can ascribe to him. He's way above that. Umikol habracha is vaydois, and he's way above any praises that we can possibly ascribe to him. Ze hadover beemes yefsher lahasik ulohavim besichleinu. That's something that we cannot understand. That if Hashem is so far above all of this, then why are we saying it? Why are we doing it? However, it's just that we have to believe in Hashem and in His servant Moshe Rabbeinu, in the true tzaddikim, asher b'mokoyim gedulosoy, shom anu moitznan v'sanusoy, that where we find Hashem's greatness, we find Hashem's humility. Asher meiroiv ahavosa yes Yisrael, whereby the tzaddikim tell us that out of Hashem's great love for the Jewish people, bara es kol ha'olamos, He created all of these worlds, v'tzivanu la'avdoi be'elu ha'mitzvos, and He commanded us to serve Him via these specific mitzvos, l'shorsoi u'levorech b'shmoi, to serve Him and to bless Him by His name. In order that we will be able to recognize Hashem, in order to give us recognition of Hashem. However, regardless of all of that, all of our intentions, all of our focus in our tefillah is to Hashem Himself. Eilov levad, veloy lishmoisav umidoisav. To Hashem Himself, not to His names or not to His midos. Rak shehu yisporach nikra be'elu Hashemos. It's just that Hashem is referred to, He's represented by these names, v'heim achdusa yisporach, and they are one with Hashem. Ki Hashem echad u'shmoy echad. U'mi shemafrit b'machshavtoi, shmoy me'atzmusa yisporach. Now he makes a very serious statement, that a person who in his mind makes any kind of separation between Hashem and Hashem's names, who nirgan mafrid aluf. That person chas v'shalom is showing kfira. He's showing, he's making as if there's two, as if there's Hashem and someone else. The koifer b'ikur, he's denying the essence of faith. The alkein, Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom moser lanu emunat b'yishur b'pshitus. And it's for this reason that Moshe Rabbeinu transmitted to us faith in Hashem with tremendous simplicity. Kama shekosev, as it says, Shema Yisrael, listen, Jewish people, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is one. Ki Hashem Echad, Ushema Echad. Because Hashem and His name are one, inseparable. We never, ever, chas shalom in our minds, separate the two. When we refer to a name of Hashem, we know we're referring to Hashem, who is referred to by this name.